Blog Talk Radio.
And good Sunday afternoon, or morning, I should say. It's Ninja Sunday on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Woo! I'm so excited. Got to start off the week just right. And actually, I have my promos going, and I got a homeboy from Maine. From Maine on here today. So let's get right into it. First one to start off is the Sarah Joy Foundation. Our Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah and her last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls, and because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. The raising money would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Just to let you know a little bit of the background, I've never met Sarah myself, but this is for my extended family members. Sarah actually is pregnant with her second son, and because she was fear of losing her child, she did not want to receive treatment. So what had happened, Sarah had succumbed to this illness, and, you know, out of a, you know, cloud of silver lining foundation. To move on to the next one, and to let you know, anything that anybody donates to, we greatly appreciate it. It's all posted live right on my Facebook page. This is a GoFundMe. This is a bakery that I saw, you know, it's growing, and it actually needs people help. It's in Standish, Maine. It's called Daily Bread Bakery. This is from the owner, Ohor Zakor DeLisa, and everyone calls him Z, so it's okay to call him Z and check it out. So GoFundMe, Daily Bread Bakery, help him out. 2 years ago, I started Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery. That has been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery, I've been running it and holding my own without falling into too much debt. We rent this place and have totally renovated so that it's a wonderful, calming, and inviting environment, and we serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. We are a full-service bakery, which means that there is no task too hard for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are a few bakeries and few still in Standish, Maine area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's, which happen to move in less than a half mile away from us. Though it has been difficult as people do not come out for local businesses like ours, and I'm having trouble making rent. I'm not far behind, but we are in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money fast. I've turned to GoFundMe as a last resort. Please help me save my bakery. I've always worked and earned my keep, but this time I need help. Daily Bread Bakery in Standish is definitely worth saving. I love baking and doing it well. For those that help, I will offer free special monthlies as thanks and continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you from Ohora Zakora DeLisa, Z, the owner himself, and Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop in Standish, Maine. Let me tell you, it's so good. I have so many things, and this is not a sales or anything like that. I've been there quite a few times. I even had their waffles. So do check it out. And just to let you know, two more things real quick. I actually became part of the Bruce Lee Foundation. I am doing a fundraiser. This is the second time I've come on board, and you can check that out, and there's a link to give to there. Also, to April 21st, something I've been part of, filming part of, thing called Snail Care is going online, April 21st, an episode online. And you can check it out and follow me on my Facebook page. I am actually one of the leads in there. We actually did everything, you know, training and everything there. And I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but I post a lot on my Facebook page. So check it out. Shelly Nunchucks here. I do go by Michelle Finnegan. Do apologize that Facebook is kind of goofy sometimes, but you can check everything out, and recap of the show will actually be on my page. So anyway, I'm going to check to see if my guest is on the queue here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see, is it coming up? Tony, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Tony Willett. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Great. Welcome on Ninja Sunday. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We're going to get right into it. Are you ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay. Now, before we get into all the good stuff, I always start off with my guests. You know, if you can, you don't have to, but I would like to give inspiration to people. If you can talk about, you know, your childhood and growing up and how was it like before we get into all the good stuff.
Okay, a little bit about myself. I was actually born and raised in Augusta, Maine. Been there the whole 30 years of my existence.
Oh, okay. So how did you get into what you were doing? Did you go to school? How was it, you know, how did you get involved in what you're doing today?
As being involved in the music scene, as a lot of people know me as Tony Tone, you can find me on Facebook under Anthony Willett Jr., or you can find me under Tony Willett as well. I actually started this back when I was in high school. I actually knew a couple local friends, and there was a local club in the area, and a lot of people wanted to do music, so I just tried to make an outlet for them to showcase and put their music out there, and now it's evolved in 10-plus years of existence to where we are today.
Oh, okay. And it's like, I'm all the way down here. I'm like more south, and you're based out of where? Is it Brewer or Augusta? Because I keep trying to keep track of your Facebook pages.
Augusta is where the location is, but we cover the whole state.
Oh, okay. So you do shows in different places. Is that correct?
Correct. Different nightclubs and venues. Just last year, we actually did fairs and festivals.
Okay. And who are some of the artists? So were they mostly local? I mean, what are the artists that you have in your showcases?
We actually work with 40-plus local talents here. They switch up monthly, yearly. People always come aboard, always release new material, always contact us to see what we can do to help. We try to show our expertise as the best we can to try to give them the best knowledge of our 10-plus years of existence, as some of them are just starting out. So.
Oh, okay. So you take the beginners and stuff and help to give them a boost up. Is that correct?
We don't deny any talent. If they've been doing it as long as us, if they've been doing it longer than us, if they're just starting out, we try to give everybody what we know for knowledge, and we try to help them move in a positive image forward. So.
Okay. And how do you actually, you know, when you see someone, what do you go by? Is it because of what they write? I mean, how do you pick a talent when they're beginning to help promote them?
It all depends. What we do mostly is we ask some simple questions about themselves, and then we ask them to see some of them, it all depends. Some of them have some material that is already recorded. Some of them has some stuff that's just written and looking to get in the studio. Some of them are looking for shows to perform. So we try to do the best we can to direct them in the right direction so that way that they can get what they're looking for.
Okay. All right, and besides local talent, have you had the people like out of state and stuff? Have you worked with anybody out of state?
Yes, we have worked with several talents out of state. We have actually worked with several major name talents. Just last year, we actually had the pleasure of recording our first two major music videos. The first one with Tony Sunshine from the Terror Squad, which is Fat Joe's group in New York. And then we also shot our second single with Dricky Graham, who had the major hit record Snapback and Tattoos.
Oh, wow. You're like a really go-getter. Because I've been watching, you know, I don't always comment, but, you know, we've been friends on social media for a while. And I'm like, you know, I've seen for a while that, you know, I've had many different guests from independent to Hollywood and stuff on my show, and I do see that you're very inspirational, you're a go-getter, you're hard-working, you're motivated, because I see that on a daily basis. Like I said, I don't always comment, but I'm like, this guy's going somewhere, and that's why I've always kept in touch with you. You're motivated, you're driven, and you're passionate. And when I was looking on your post, you know, your pictures and stuff, I saw some awards or something, someone was giving you an award. What was that about?
Actually, just last year, my company, Mains Rap, Mains number one best in promotion. You can find us on all social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. We were actually voted best marketing advertising company in the greater Augusta area last year for the award. We were actually entered into the award, and this is a voted award by people that actually went in and voted. And the guy that owns it said that we were entered halfway into the year, which most people are entered at the beginning, but somebody called in and recommended us, entered us, and we got 0.6%, which was the highest vote that they had ever seen in a long time. So,
oh, wow.
we were grateful for that.
That is so awesome, and that must make you feel really great, huh?
And it means people are noticing the work that we do. So, and that's very grateful for us, because without the people, I mean, we wouldn't be moving forward ourselves. So,
see, this is what I love. I love in hearing people that are motivated, you know, starting out. And, you know, did you ever think, I mean, is this what you wanted to do your whole life? I mean, what were your goals and inspiration growing up?
Growing up as a child, I did always want to be involved in music, some form, some fashion. I always had a love for hip hop, rap, R&B, and reggae music. So I found a way to try to make that niche and try to help the local people that also had the dream to get involved in music, try to get that outlet to showcase what they want to do. So making that platform for everybody just seemed like it needed to happen. So that's what we created.
Oh, sweet. And like I think I've mentioned you before that, you know, with your artists and if they need promotion, you know, if you want to have them on my show, I've had people that had their first interview and my show has actually helped with promotion. So, you know, if there's ever anybody that you'd like me to help out, you can always, you know, get to me. I'd love to extend my hand, you know, and help you guys out.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And every opportunity we get, we try to always try to find some way to make it work for both parties. So with that being said, we would like to see what we can do to get somebody on there for you.
Okay, that sounds good. And just explain to people too, it's like, because I don't think they understand, when you build like a business from the ground up, it's not just like a 9-to-5 job, it's a 24-hour thing, you know, because I always see, you know, you're always working and going, and you know, from your point of view, do you have sleep?
Yeah, correct. Promotion never stops. There's always people that want things promoted. There's always companies, businesses, artists, always things that need that extra promotion. And without somebody being able to provide that all the time, it's not going to get noticed like it needs to be noticed. So we try to always keep things moving, keep things fresh, and try to provide that for everybody that comes through.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you work on video sets, is that correct?
We actually have a great video and graphic art designer. He owns KAM Designs. He's out of Portland area.
Okay. And what is some of the work you guys have done so far?
We shut up over 30-plus shows just in the last several years. We brought major talents up here, anywhere from Tony Sunshine, Ron Browns, we also did a couple of songs last year. Like I said, we shot music videos. Everything is progressing from the next year to the next year to the next year. We're getting more opportunities. Just last year, we did a major record called No Needles, and that was for the heroin epidemic around New England here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it seems like, it's actually, now I know what you meant by that. I think I might have touched base a little bit before the artist. I think we were like going back and forth on your wall and such, and just seeing that, like, it does seem like it has boomed. I don't know. It just like came out of nowhere. It seemed like it was quiet down, but it's like, it's not just in Maine. I think it's all the way down to Boston and other places. And I'm like, it's really an epidemic and people struggle with it. So it's something that I think is a very positive, you know, spin on things. And I think that's what we need, people like you, Tony, and people, artists that are positive, because what I'd like to see, and with my show and with everybody that is an artist to grow, is promote positivity, because the negativity seems to get, you know, more promotion and doesn't deserve it. So, you know, it's really great to hear people that are passionate about something and try to make a difference. So with the needles thing, can you tell us more about that?
Well, we actually had two artists that we've worked with for a very long time, Scotty Free and Loop G. They're both out of Bath, Maine. They came together on this record, and the beat is actually produced by Loop G himself, so it's an all-original project here out of the state of Maine. I heard the project, and I was like, oh, this is very catchy. This is actually what's going on right now. This is something that needs to be picked up. So I contacted them, and then I picked up the project, and then we moved forward. I put them in a professional studio down in the Portland area. They recorded it. The engineer had it out the same day, and then we moved forward on the release and making a logo. We actually have some T-shirts that are still available. You can find them on our website, on our Facebook, on our Twitter. That's all /MainsRap.
Okay, and the thing is, like, having, you know, different people on my show is because it's going past the stereotypes and breaking through that there, because what media does is they show a certain thing about, you know, people, like, I think it's like showing in Maine, everyone's like a hick or something like that, and it's like, it's so like, degrading to know that's, like, what people will think. And sometimes I mention Maine, people are like, where's Maine? I said, they're like, I said, it's up in the North Pole, like Canada and stuff. And just to break through the stereotypes, you know, it's really good to have guests on. Says, no, this is what Maine really is. This is the part, you know, to show past the stereotypes, because I hate the whole thing where people say I'm redneck and proud of this and stuff like that. And I've been living here for like 7 years. And from what I can see, and this is why I'm trying to promote also people from Maine. So, you know, for yourself, you know, living in Maine, I think this is really a great thing to show, because if you mention it's just like Maine, you know, all you can think of is mostly like Stephen King. That's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the horror stuff. But to show this, it's like, it's really great. I think what you're doing is, you know, it's like a really twist on things to show positivity. And I hope this is something that will, like, really explode and go to all different places. Because I think that's really nice to have something saying, I'm from Maine, I'm from here, and this is what I've got to show. So I'm really proud that you're doing something like that, Tony.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, we actually had a lot of people approach us, and they said, where's Maine? And they're like, oh, is that part of Canada? We're like, no, part of New England.
Yeah, they do that. I swear to God, I'm like, you know how like The Rock does the one eyebrow thing? It's like you're like, huh? I said, no, people really don't realize it's just, because then it's like, and I confuse everybody because I'm originally from Boston. Like, no, you're not. No, I live in Maine. You know, and they're like, I go, okay, it's way up in the North Pole because you can't explain it. Just look up north. You know, it's really frustrating. I says, no, Maine is growing. Maine is booming. People are coming to Maine. It's expanding. It's not like years ago. There are things growing here. You know what I mean? It's something that I think you could bring a special nightlight. I think that's what you and a lot of people can do to grow, you know, that in the Maine area. And there's a lot of independent filming here, things that are going on. And I think it would be special to see Maine blow up with your talent, Tony. I really think that would be great, you know?
Yeah, the thing is here is a lot of people don't really focus on the talent. They focus more on the scene, and the scene is so small here that the talent is now starting to come out. There, over the last few several years, there has been a lot more talent, a lot more people that are actually focused on making music here, because we actually had one artist come out of Maine who actually had a gold record, and I think that inspired a lot of people. If this guy can do it, then we can do it as well.
Okay. Would you be able to mention who the talent is that came out with, you know, that had the gold record?
Yeah, his name is Spose. He owns his own record label, P-Dank Records. He's out of Wells, Maine.
Okay. And, you, I mean, any, to give people inspiration stuff, you know, I always ask this of my guests. You know, have you ever gone through, you know, a hard time? And if so, Tony, like, how did you get through it? Like, did you ever, you know, something with, like, trying to get something recorded, something technical went wrong? I mean, like, can you give an example? Because people that are listening to the show, how did you keep level-headed and stuff and to work through any problems in your life?
Well, see, this is the thing. When it comes to music, there's a lot of people that think that they're better than one another or try to compare themselves to somebody that's already made it. When the thing is everybody's original, everybody's unique, everybody has their own sound, their own voice, and no one's going to be able to change that. So from my aspect of music, I've worked with people that have just starting out to people that have already done pretty well for themselves. And I think that you have to have the whole variety there, because you have to remember that even these people that are good and great, they had to start somewhere. So I don't turn away nobody. I try to hear everybody out where they're coming from and try to direct them in the right direction.
Oh, my gosh. You just won a place in my heart, Tony. I've got to say that right now. I'm going to make you blush, because this is the stuff I love hearing. Because I'm so – I was like, you know, hear that the Catch Me Outside, the girl that's yelling at the couple that kissed them on the forehead. Like, all this crazy stuff gets way more promoted than it should. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, this is like people like you need. We need people like you to bring that back into the industry, because – the negative, they get millions of dollars, all this stuff. You know, there's so much challenge, and it's like, I've worked with independent filmmakers, and I'm like, how the heck do people not, like, that have the heart and the goal, you know, to be on, like, Netflix, and to be on other things like Hulu and all these things. It's like it never makes any sense. So people like yourself, artists like yourself, we need you. We honestly need that. We need that heart back and to show it. And I think that's what us as people, we need to make, you know, decisions to go away and stop listening to the negative stuff and promote the stuff like you, Tony. Like, what you're doing is way more important than the negative stuff. We got to start promoting that. And it's not just us. It has to be the listeners. It has to have support. And if we stop, you know, listening to the crappy stuff, the good stuff like yourself, that'll come ahead and that'll be number one. I mean, that's what I believe, don't you?
All I can do is keep thriving to push forward, and hopefully one day that I get that break to, so that way that I can provide further than what we're trying to do now. So.
Oh, cool. And what is all the places, like, you know, your social media and stuff? If people wanted to try to get in contact with you if they're serious and stuff, where's everything you can be located on social media?
They can find us on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. Those are all / Mainzrap. They can find us on YouTube as well. That's Mainzrap 207.
Okay. And is your I'm not too sure, but I think on your Tony Ouellette Facebook page, can you accept any more friends requests, or is it full now?
Nope, I'm at 4,800. I still got room for a few more people. I go through weekly, and I try to slim it down, people that we don't talk to anymore, people that lost communication. There's some fake Facebook profiles out there now, so we try to make sure we don't get any of those as well.
Mhm. And for your work and such, any other videos, where can people, like, look up? Is there anything on YouTube that anybody can see, any for the videos and stuff, anything out there that you can actually?
I don't have any personal social media links. Everything is just straight business, so I keep everything / Mainzrap. And then, like I said, on YouTube, they can find us at YouTube. That's Mainzrap 207.
Okay. And do you do graphics? Because I know that thing that you did with the ninja, which I love. I love ninjas and samurais, and that thing that you did, it was like, this is great, because it was like, oh, my guest is doing something for me. This is really cool. And I was like, oh, my God, that was awesome, because it's Ninja Sunday. And you put something up that I put in the queue and the link. It's like, it's with you and a ninja. I was like, this is freaking awesome. It was like, this is a wicked piss. And I'm like, do you do any other graphics or anything, or is that just for fun? Like,
yeah, like I mentioned, we have a couple graphic art designers on the team. Our main graphic art designer is KAM Designs. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter as well. He does very, very great quality work. He's located right here in Maine, right in the Portland area. So if anybody needs anything, make sure they contact him.
Oh, sweet. So besides videos, you know, like, would you ever, like, you know, think, because sometimes artists, like, people that are, like, singers and stuff to get into films, you know, not just videos. Do you think it would go more into filming, like movies and such? Do you think you'd ever get involved with that too?
I'm always open to see what opportunities present themselves to me. So it all depends what doors open and then what is presented. But I'm always open for all those challenges in life. So.
Okay. And do you have, like, any good positive stories with any artists, you know, that are struggling, stuff that you helped? Would you be able to talk about any of your artists, like, your, you know, the bands or the artists themselves? Would you be able to throw out some names out there for us?
Yeah, we have several artists all over the whole state, like we had mentioned. Luke G and Scotty Free right out of Bath. Just last year, we actually went down to New Hampshire with the No Needles song that we recorded, and we actually went to a function where there was a bunch of recovering addicts and people that got up and spoke, and they had us perform our single for them. It was very inspirational to a lot of people, and they came up and thanked us for taking the time to travel all the way down there to do so. So we are very grateful for that opportunity, and we just hope that more opportunities like that arise for us so that way that we can help showcase the local talent around here.
Okay. Now, so is there any upcoming events? I know with the warmer weather, it's a lot easier. Maine is like, you know, it is like the North Pole, and the winter has us, like, stuck in, like, deers, you know, in caves. So with the warm weather coming up, do you have any events?
Well, like we had mentioned before, with the warm weather. We do a lot of shows indoors at nightclubs and bars and stuff like that. So when we do venues there, the colder nights are pretty decent. And then when we do the fairs and festivals and stuff, obviously the warmer weather helps out for that type of stuff. But we try to travel and we try to cover the whole state with everything that we do and we're doing. So we just try to play the weather as the weather comes, so that way that we have the best crowd, so that way we the talent can showcase to everybody. So.
Okay, and you know, just going up on your Facebook page, you know, it's was there a Harlem Globetrotter or something that did you go to an event or something, or was it something so fun? I think it was a Harlem. I'm having problems pulling up your Facebook page, but did you have something where the you went to the Harlem Globetrotters or something?
I got several pictures out there where we go out to different events, and then we get pictures with the people. And we actually recently went to the Augusta Civic Center and seen a Harlem Globetrotters game. And we got I got a picture with Big Shot, who's the little three and a half foot guy. So.
Oh wow! Because the Harlem Globetrotters have been, you know, it's like I'm not gonna give my age out here, right? Honestly, I'm a little bit older than you, Julie, but. I remember when I was younger, like, with the Harlem Globetrotters, like, Curly Joe and all those, like, way back then. It's like, you know, kind of thinking of, like, way back to, like, you know, the Celtics, like, with Larry Bird and Kim McHale, like, way back then in that time. And it's like, they've been around for such a long time. I've never seen them in person. I've seen videos and stuff. And it's amazing how something can, you know, last you a couple of decades. So it must have been fun to watch them. They're very entertaining.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. they pack the fans in and fill the bleachers wherever they go. So.
Oh, sweet. So, like, have you what were the other things you have attended? Like, any other things with your pitches? Like I said, I do apologize. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm trying to pull up your page here, and I was trying to remember something. There was something I think remember offhand. I think you had something about baseball, something to do with baseball. Was it a work team or something?
Actually, growing up all through middle school and my first couple of years of high school, I played baseball. And then recently, over the last several years, I've picked up the softball, and I do that now, play on several teams a year and try to donate my time as positive as I can.
So sweet. So do you do any, like, do you want to do any fundraisers or charities? I know that you said with the heroin thing like that. Is there anything else that you're part of?
We haven't actually found any of those right now, but I'm sure they're out there, and that's something that we're always opposed to looking into. But over the few years, I've played a couple tournaments. I've had to travel a couple towns away, and just a couple tournaments that were different charities, and we just play to have fun and raise money for whatever the different charity is. So.
Okay. So do you, for your, you know, with what you do, do you ever ask for, like, donations or something to help raise funds for the artists themselves, or?
Nope. We don't try to raise any type of donations. We might start, like, a couple funds or a couple things down the road from today, but we don't ask for much donations. We try to make sure that we do everything that is a positive, and the donations type of thing we try to lean away from. So.
Okay, so you're a real go-getter, Tony Ouellette, the go-getter. Man, you're really like, you're like one of my idols, Jackie Chan. Like, you don't sleep. You go here, you go there, you go everywhere. See, you are a ninja. I kind of knew that about you. So like after today, like what would be like a regular day? You know, after you get off, you know, on the off air with me today, what would be like a regular day for you on a day-to-day basis? Do you work in the studios? Like what would you do on a day-to-day basis?
Actually, on Sundays, we're in the office, and on our social media networks, it's New Music Sunday. So once I get off the phone here, we're actually going to get back in the office, and we're going to put up some new music. There's a couple new local tracks that were submitted to us, a couple new videos. There's also some famous videos that we released that were just released around the world. So we just try to keep the music moving and keep everything fresh for New Music Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely got to have, you know, if you're your artist with their first interview, if it's something, you know, to get your artist on here and you want to be with them, if they feel comfortable with you, that would be great to have them on the show. You know, it's like, do you know anybody that think would be interested?
We have several artists. All we have to do is contact them, reach out, set up a time, and we should be good to go. But also what we do is we grab your email and then we try to send you in some music so we can at least release new music while we're in the middle of the interview.
Okay, because that definitely would be great, you know, to have on a next show. Because usually what I try to do is, because our artists are in different time zones, I usually try to have someone on the East Coast at the first, you know, on the first half of the show. Today you're on my only guest today, scheduled today, so it's all about, you know, everything you're doing there. And then, like, on the second half of the show, you have someone from the West Coast out there. So if any of your friends out there or any of your supporters, it would be Eastern time. It would be like from 10 a.m. to 11 Eastern. They would have the first half of the show, the first hour. So I would love to get them on here and stuff. And is there any shout outs? Anybody, you know, like you would like to give thanks to today?
Yeah, like I said, we always give special thanks to all the people that we've worked with over the years. Our biggest special thanks is to the fans for supporting us and voting us, obviously, so that way we can stay number one here in the state of Maine for promotions and advertising. We also like to give a shout-out to our graphic art designer, Carrie, K-A-M Designs. Find him on all his social media outlets. You can also check out some of our artists. We have artists all over the state.
Okay. And I do ask this of all my guests, and like from you myself, one of my my inspirations are Jackie Chan and Sylvester Stallone. And I usually ask my guests, when you were growing up, did you have inspirations in your life, anybody that you actually admired and looked up to?
I just think the obstacles in the daily life and life and how it was thrown at me. I mean, I had to start raising myself at a very young age, so I think that was something that was very inspirational for me. I have a younger brother, and I just had to be strong-willed and well-minded. So.
Oh, sweet. So you're like, you're level-headed. It seems like you already have that zen. You know, it's like usually people later in life, they're still like, people can search the whole life, and with wisdom, they say with age comes wisdom, but it seems like you have a little bit there. You've already reached that little bit of that, and you're balanced. You know what I'm saying? This is something I can see in yourself, and, you know, you've got so much success coming to you, and I can, you know, I'm not brown-nosing in you or anything because you're on the show now, but like I said, I've been following you. You're on your page. I always comment, but I'm like, this guy's going somewhere. He's really got that inside of him, and, you know, I appreciate it. You actually motivate me. You inspire me. It's like the people that are the go-getters, the people that are motivated. Whether you not, believe it or not, if I'm having a bad day, sometimes I go on people's page, and last week was a hard week, and I was like, well, Tony's going to be a guest on my show, and when I went there, I was like, look at him go. You know, I was like, so I just wanted to say last week was kind of a hard week for me. You actually inspired me, so I just wanted to say, you know, take the time out and say thank you, and Michelle, thank you so much, Tony.
Yeah, no problem. I just try to be positive and always keep that smile. So.
No, it's great. And you actually do. You actually glow. I can see that in your smile. And please take this as a compliment because I know guys, they want to be the guys. But, you know, you have a glow about you and you have a great smile. You should really smile more often in the pictures. I do see that. It's like, oh, ain't he cute, you know? So it's like, you know, that's what, like, people like seeing that. People that are go-getters and they inspire to give them a, you know, a boost up, because the thing I know about successful people, like with yourself, there can be successful people in this world that can make it, but the ones that are more successful is people like you, because you help to pick others up. And I think that's the best success, because it's like a good circle, it's a good rotation, and the universe is going to give back to you, Tony. I can definitely see that. I feel that because you help so many people. I believe that, you know?
I'll just do what I can to kind of push forward, so.
That's great. So is there anything else you want to, like, I know you're busy today and stuff like that, but what stuff out there would you like to promote? Any events and stuff coming up?
We actually have two events going on right now on our page. They can actually vote for us coming up for the same award again this year. This would be our second consecutive year that we are actually being voted for this award. This award is actually broke down a little more this year. There's actual different cities and towns that we can be voted for. So if people take a second and go to Market Surveys of America, they can find us on there.
Oh, good. I'm going to do that. I promise. I was like, after we get off the air here, I'm actually going to go there. So it's like you just go to the site and you just like to be able to vote for you guys, Maine's Rap. Is that correct? I have that right, Maine's Rap?
Yep, correct. You can put us right in the search bar. They have open bars, and you put us right in for the best category. They had Augusta and Waterville last year, but this year they have a couple more locations. You can go to each city and town, and you can put us in there and vote for us as your best promotional company.
Well, I bet it's only one per computer or something, IP address, because I'd vote for you guys a million times. You know,
well,
just to get you out there. I'm sorry?
We appreciate that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sometimes it goes in and out of this, so I apologize about that. You know, it's like, is there, you know, anything out there you want to tell anybody, you know, to give people inspiration? Because we got probably about maybe like 10 minutes left or so. Is there any inspiration you give to anybody that's going through a hard time?
When you're going through a hard time in life, music is always something to cope to. Music is something that you can listen to and get a feel to no matter what type of mood you're in. You just got to find what you feel in the music. Some people are better at writing. Some people are better at speaking. Some people are better at trying to communicate in different forms. But music is always something that is there for everybody as an outlet. So don't ever think that you're alone. Somehow let music put you in a positive mood from where you were the few minutes before.
Okay, this is great. It's very sweet that, you know, you took your time out of your schedule today, and I always appreciate it, you know, that anybody that comes on, because my show is not a show without, you know, guests on air, so Ninja Sunday would not be Ninja Sunday without you guys, you know what I mean? I just wanted to say thank you so much.
No, we'd like to thank you for having us as a guest, and also thank you, because we heard that you've had some big names on your show just recently, so, I mean... We're very thankful for that.
Thank you so much. It's amazing that, you know, just connecting with people, and it's like, I want to stay the same crazy. I'm like, I got to tell you, Tony, I'm like the harmless crazy person you'll ever meet. Because once in a while, I'll do like a little rant on Facebook, but actually, yeah, I'm more normal off social media. I'm kind of almost sometimes quiet. You know how it is. You know, it's like people want energy. And it takes a long journey. It took me over 20 years just to get out to California to meet, like, my idols and stuff. And when I showed up, everybody's like, hi, Shelly. And I'm kind of like, these people had so much success in the action world and going out there, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, they're saying hi to me. But I think when you're following your passion and, you know, for me, myself, being connected with someone that has, his name's Eric Lee, and he's been in the business for so long, and his website, over 17 million people have visited his website. And, yes, you know, I'm friends with them. And this is beyond film. This is not something I ever dreamed would happen. It's, people are real. You know, just because they have success or people have money, it's treating people as a human being. It's really hard because the world can be selfish today. But I've noticed that, like I said, when people are successful, that are really successful, sometimes they help people like myself. You know, and that's like a good way to give back. And that's why I do my show. I like to invite more people on my show and give back and be positive so we can break through all this negative stuff. And it's a lot harder, but I do believe that you're going to be one of those people that are going to make a big difference in the industry out there. I predicted, I'm not a psychic or anything, Tony, but I predict that about you. And I'm going to be like, yeah, see, I said it on my show on April 9th. It's just 10:45 a.m. saying, Tony Ouellette, I'm forgetting the Boston accent, but Tony Ouellette, he's going to be one of those people that got boom. It's gonna, you're going to be like an explosion. And be like, shoot, I had Tony on my show. I remember that. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you for all your kind words and like we said, taking the time to have us on there today. One last thing before I go, I'd like to say that July 21st and 22nd, you can find us in New Hampshire. We'll be live at the New England Music Awards.
Okay, and can people get tickets or anything for that, or is it a private event? Can anybody go?
Yep, tickets are right on our website. I believe it's New England Hip Hop Awards. You can search it on Facebook. There's two different events. They actually have a red carpet event the night before, and then they have the actual awards ceremony the second night. And it's hosted by GetMoneyMusic.com and Dime Magazine.
Oh, sweet. And is there anything else you wanted to put out there? Because we still had a few minutes left. Was there anything else you wanted to promote?
Just once again, you can find us on all our social media networks, twitter.com/mainsrap, facebook.com/mainsrap, soundcloud.com/mainsrap, youtube.com/mainsrap207. You can find our videos, music. We post new stuff all the time. Like I said, each and every Sunday on our Facebook, Twitter, and all our social medias, it's New Music Sunday, so you can get all the new music and stay tuned with us. As every day through the week, we always post new updates. Once again, this year we'll be at the Topson Fair, so make sure you come check us out, support local.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much, Tony. I know you're very busy because as soon as you get off the air with me, you're going to be right into doing your stuff. So thank you so much and taking some time out and being on Ninja Sunday.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for taking the time today to have us on there.
Okay. All right. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that is Ninja Sunday. I do apologize. I did have a little bit of technical difficulties in the beginning there, but we made it through really good. That's what Ninja Sunday is all about. So don't forget to check out Daily Bread Bakery and also Sarah Joy Foundation and the Bruce Lee Foundation. And I will be bringing great guests in the future onto the show. So everyone, just remember, you are as good as anybody else, and you go for it. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday.